overcharge for excess baggage. Know your concourse, know your gate. Up this way, sir, not that way, sir. Airplane departs gate 68. Please, sir, may I see your ticket? Fasten seatbelts. You can't smoke, beverage, anything you'd care for. Sorry, but we're out of coke. Boing, boing, 707. Going, going, skywardly, heavenly. Higher than bluebirds fly. Why then, oh, why can't I? Destination, deep plane, slowly, do this, do that, I comply. God bless Orville, God bless Wilbur, it's the only way to fly. Boing, boing, 707, going, going, skywardly, heavenly, higher than bluebirds fly, why don't know why can't I? Boing, boing, 707, going, going, skywardly, heavenly, higher than bluebirds fly, why don't know why can't I? Boing, 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 boing.
Tailor-made for each other, babe. We're so much in love with each other. We're so much inclined to spend all our time with nobody else but each other. Na-na-mi, na-na-mo, na-na-na-na-na-na. Down my road and lighten my load, but just walking along here beside me. And don't be afraid to lay in the shade as long as you're laying beside me.
Not on me.
I love you, and everywhere I go, everybody know how much I la-la-la love you. La-la-la-la.
Human, 'cause I think the change would do me good. Yeah, I ain't pretty, but I don't look bad in a suit. And I've even heard that from a distance I'm cute. I think it's time we reach an understanding, baby, side understood. Why don't you treat me like a human? Cause I think the change would do me good.
In this song, we employ the use of numbers. And what I'll do is have a volunteer give me a number, and I'll take that number and make a verse for a song out of it. Now, if someone will give me a number between 20 and 22, I'll show you what I mean.
21.
That's very good. First time. 21. Well, 21. Take away 9, 12 little children standing in a line. From that take 2, that leaves you 10. Take away 8 and you got 2 again. Yeah, you got 2 again, you got 2 again. You used to love me once and now you got 2 again. You got 2 again, you got 2 again. You used to love me once and now you got 2 again. I see how easy that was. For the second verse, I need someone to give me a number between 12 and 14, I'll make a verse.
13.
Well, 13, multiply by 1, you still got 13, but wasn't that fun? Now take the same 13, multiply by 2, 26 hours, the train's overdue. Yeah, you got 2 again, you got 2 again. You used to love me once and now you got 2 again. You got 2 again, you got 2 again. You used to love me once and now you got 2 again.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Happy people divided by 1 leave nothing, nothing, none. You got 2 again, you got 2 again. You used to love me once and now you got 2 again. You got 2 again, you got 2 again. You used to love me once and now you got 2 again. You used to love me once and now you got 2 again. You used to love me once and now you got 2 again. You used to love me once and now you
got 2 again. From the very first Roger Miller album, Dang Me, or Roger and Out, or whatever you want to call it. That might be, if I had to pick one song, that might be my favorite Roger Miller song.
Really? That would be a tough one for me.
Yeah.
To try to pick one song.
Yeah, it is tough.
I have lots of favorite songs.
Yeah. But I just love that one, man. It seems like just this unbelievably simple little thing, which is, I mean, that's his charm, is this stuff was just so simple, but it was so concise, you know?
Yeah, he was a genius when it came down to songwriting.
Yeah.
And I think he, you know, one of the guys in the book, Scotty, I forget his name, Scotty. He's from Canada,
Scotty.
And he said that, you know, the songs were very, he actually did the music on the Steamboat show, and he said that the songs were deceivingly simple.
Yeah.
That they were actually very intricate songs, and the arrangements were very unusual for Nashville at the time. Probably still to this day.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and his songs, we're saying, they're so short. And there seems to be sort of, there's two trains of thought as to why his songs are so short. One, that he was able to say everything that needed to be said in a minute and 40 seconds. Or then there's the thought that he just couldn't be bothered to write anything more.
Well, people said he had attention deficit disorder. And he would, usually when he wrote in spurts. And sometimes they wanted the songs to be longer. And, you know, a lot of times he'd show up in the studio and the songs weren't even complete. He would have little bits and pieces, which just floor me. You know, as a guy trying to get in the studio to do a new album, knowing how expensive it is to hire session players and just for studio time to hire the best session players in Nashville like Roger did, and to be in the studio is pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
Very expensive.
Yeah. Well, like we played from the box set there just before, or got to again, we played that weird little thing from that Shrapnel album that never was, Treat Me Like a Human. which is like, what is it, like a minute and 10 seconds or something. It's just a gem.
Yeah, for sure. And we also played Nanomony,
which
is a dream for me to hear on the radio, because just a phenomenal song and another one of those tracks that just kind of nobody knows.
Yeah, that's from, what was that album called? Off the Wall?
Off the Wall.
That's one of those 70s albums you just don't find.
Yeah, for sure. Man,
there's at least half a dozen of them I gotta come across, but it's so sad that you don't have used record stores to like you used to, and the ones that are there, you know, could only stock so much stuff, so they don't even, you know, bother bringing the stuff in if it, you know, even if they come across it, because who is there besides so me and stuff. You that want it?
Exactly. Yeah,
but you folks out there should need it too.
You know what? And really, if you haven't heard Roger Miller before, or if this is your first introduction, you know, I really wish I were you. I wish I could hear Nanomony for the first time again, because just to hear these songs again for the first time, I'm at the point, as you are, we're just kind of looking for the scraps that we haven't found.
Yeah.
You know, those little hidden gems there. And really, Roger Miller, there's so much music out there. And, you know, just to even be somewhat associated, you know, through writing this book with his name is just a phenomenal experience, because, you know, it's a really neat feeling that, you know, somewhere right now, you know, Kris Kristofferson might be reading the book or checking things out. And, you know, Stu, I really respect what you do, you know, having a program like this is, you know, a really good thing for the music industry to be playing this kind of music and, you know, introducing listeners out there to a lot of this great music that no one's heard before.
Yeah, well, it's a dream come true for me. This is I wouldn't do anything else. This is the highlight of my week.
That's great.
Yeah,
thank you.
But yeah, it's been an absolute treat to have you on here, and thanks so much for for writing this book, for Pete's sake.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, that's kind of a neat feeling. Whenever I interviewed these guys, I would say to them, you know, thank you for doing what you do. You know, thanks for the music, which, you know, really was important. You know, I said that to Johnny Cash, said that to Merle Haggard and these guys. And, you know, I've been getting emails from people from around the world saying thank you for what you did. And so that's a nice feeling of accomplishment, knowing that happened. And, you know, I really owe a ton of thanks to Great Plains Publications, who believed in this project and, you know, made this book available in your local bookstores, I believe right across Canada. And again, it's available worldwide as well, in case if you're listening somewhere online right now.
Yeah. Well, there was six of them last week. I did the show last week. I should mention, if you were tuning in last week to the Twang Trust and you just heard dead air, it's because our transmitter was down for the night.
Mm-hmm.
And but I was here. I did my whole show for six people on the internet. So
nice.
You six people out there, you owe me.
Yeah, that's
you owe me.
That's a treat.
But we're going to go out, actually, with a song that this thing just sort of came into existence not that long ago, when the Merle Haggard Big City CD was reissued in remastered form. They stuck on a couple of bonus tracks.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
And one of them, a duet with Roger Miller.
Amazing song.
Absolutely.
Merle told me this song will knock your socks off, and it did. It's unreal.
And we're going to hear it now on the Twang Trust. This will be it, kids, I think, unless Al's real late. And wow, what are the chances of that happening? But here they are, Merle Haggard with Roger Miller and Lyle Style. Thanks so much for coming down. We'll have to do this again.
I'd like that a lot. Thank you.
Pulled into Memphis 13 minutes early, first time in 2 weeks. That's where she came to meet me as I stepped down on 451 and needed sleep. And the baby's overdue, I know you need some things. But the more that we discuss it, it's the same. Long train rolling, got a feeling and I'm knowing she's not waiting for me. These rails keep getting longer And this feeling's getting stronger, she won't let me be. I love my woman, fire and rain, but I won't give up my train. Baby came in April, well, I was in Chicago in the pouring rain. 12 flat cars and an empty tanker, 3 box cars and an empty sack of mail. And although I get lonely, sometimes I know there's just no other way. Long train rolling, got a feeling and I'm knowing she's not waiting for me. These rails keep getting longer and this feeling's getting stronger, she won't let me be. I love my woman, fire and rain, but I won't give up my train. No way. Not waiting for me. These rails keep getting longer and this feeling's getting stronger, it won't let me be. But I love my woman, fire and rain, and I can't give up my train. No way.
All right.